Drive down my street, or really any street these days, and you'll note the red, white, and blue blurs. American flags. So popular, stores can't keep them in stock. It's a patriotic time. Congress wants you to fly the flag. We know because Congress enacted statutes, laws about flag flying long before September 11th. Title 4, Chapter 1 of the United States Code contains flag guidelines, among them when to fly the flag, how to fly it. This is the statute that tells flag owners that it's perfectly okay to fly the flag 24 hours a day if the flag is properly illuminated. Please don't display the flag during inclement weather unless it's an all-weather flag. And it's the statute that contains this advice. The flag should be hoisted briskly and lowered ceremoniously. I noted over a year ago, reviewing flag flying for Labor Day, that these laws existed. And there are more. What the flag should look like. There are dimensions in the statute, even a drawing. That a flag shouldn't be draped over a car, only firmly attached to the chassis or clamped to the right fender, the statute's words. The code also notes that when a flag is displayed on a wall, either horizontally or vertically, the union, the blue part, should be to the observer's left. Place a flag in the window, and the union should be on the left when people on the street look at it, not people inside the shop. Many regulations, but no real enforcement. One case from the 90s involves a Florida car dealership. It flew 23 American flags on its lot, proudly attracting the eyes of patriotic potential patrons. The city argued that such a display was in clear violation of the statute because flags flew at all hours and in all weather. But the appellate court disagreed. Congress made suggestions in the statute, the court reasoned, shown by word choice. Many provisions involve a should, not a shall. It's up to us to decide whether or not to follow them. And the 23 flags remained at the car dealership, in dark of night and in all weather. Same basic decision in a flag case from Delaware 35 years ago. A man there had flown a United Nations flag above the U.S. flag, and the state brought a lawsuit against him. Such a display violated the flag code, Delaware argued. But the court in that case, too, found the flag code expressed custom only, relying once again on the difference between the words should and shall. So really only a handful of cases interpret the flag code of the United States, perhaps because only a handful of people have the energy to go to court over the matter, or perhaps because many of us grow up learning that it's just not right to mess with the flag, and so we don't. Mandatory or not, the laws remain in the books. Along with this sentence, tucked into one of the provisions, explaining them succinctly and the sort of patriotism in so many hearts these days. The flag represents a living country and is itself considered a living thing. I'm Amy Guida.